Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root with you right now with a very special guest. We've been trying to get him on the show for several months. He was busy writing his new number one best-selling book, Robert Kennedy Jr., environmental lawyer, founder of the Children's Health Defense, president of the Waterkeeper Alliance, author of the new book that's number one at Amazon, The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the Global War on Democracy and Public Health. We welcome to the show Robert Kennedy Jr. Robert, how are you?
Good. Thank you for having me, Wayne.
You know, I'm a conservative talk show host. You know that. I'm a friend of Trump. He's on my show all the time. We probably don't agree on most political issues, but you and I are in total agreement on vaccine issues, especially this vaccine, the COVID vaccine, and the problems and the deaths and the crippling injuries and the gigantic mistake it was to ever vaccinate in the middle of a pandemic. So I'll start with your book, but I got a whole lot of ground to cover. So many questions to ask you because I love everything you talk about regarding Fauci and Big Pharma and this vaccine and the disaster that's unfolding. First of all, you wrote this book, The Real Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, The Global War on Democracy and Public Health, number one on Amazon, huge opening week. Why did you write the book? What do you see happening in America today, Robert Kennedy Jr.?
Well, you know, I wrote it because I had a unique insight into what was happening to our country that was really bewildering to people who were both Democrats and Republicans. And one, in 20 months, we saw the loss of virtually our entire Bill of Rights. And, you know, that's not hyperbole. We saw freedom of speech disappear. We saw people who were trying to criticize their government censored, actively, openly censored by the media with the help and encouragement of government officials. We saw the other part of the second half of the First Amendment, freedom of religion attacked. We saw every church in America closed for a year with no due process, no debate, no conversation, no public hearings. We saw freedom of assembly obliterated as we felt the imposition of social distancing, the prohibition of gathering in crowds. We saw jury trials, the Sixth and Seventh Amendment, go to the wayside. The Seventh Amendment says no American shall be denied the right of a trial before a jury of his peers in case their controversies exceeding $25 in value. Well, we passed laws, the CARES Act with no debate, and the PREP Act that end jury trials for if a vaccine company injures you, no matter or if any pharmaceutical company or anybody engaged in a countermeasure who says they're engaged in a countermeasure. If you slip on the floor of a hospital, when you go in to get a vaccine, you got no right to a jury trial anymore. You are, no matter how grievous your injury, no matter how negligent or reckless their conduct, no matter how toxic the ingredient, you cannot sue that company.
And by the way, let me just jump in and just say, the VAERS, vaccine adverse event reporting system. No one's ever criticized it before. I've never heard a doctor. I've never heard the CDC. I've never heard Fauci. I've never heard anyone say it's fraud, it's wrong, it's not the correct information. For 40 years or so, 30 plus years, it's been around, and it was always considered the most accurate reflection of vaccine injuries. All of a sudden now, aren't you shocked the media blackout, and if anyone mentions it, you get banned, and they say, oh, it's not real, that's not accurate. Of course it's accurate. There's 18,000 dead, and that number is probably wrong by a factor of 10. It might be 180,000 dead directly from the vaccine. Harvard studied it and said it's always off. It's a tiny percent of the actual deaths and injuries. So we've got almost 1 million injuries and 18,000 deaths that we know of. The ones we don't know of could be times 10, right? Am I off on this?
They could be much more. Well, here's what the HHS studied. The VAERS system in 2010, I've been criticizing the VAERS system for 20 years. The VAERS system is a voluntary reporting system. So if you get injured by a vaccine, you or your doctor can report that injury to this government database. But the problem is nobody ever reports them. Individuals don't know they can. Many doctors don't know that they can.
And they don't want to.
And they have a huge incentive to not do it. Huge incentive. Because they gave you the vaccine. They don't want to admit that's what they get sick. And they also don't recognize the injury. So what happened is in 2010, everybody was criticizing it for decades. In 2010, they commissioned a federal agency as part of HHS, the Agency for Healthcare Research Quality, to develop a new system, a machine counting system that would accurately collect vaccine injuries. How does that work? Here's how. Every HMO has a record of every vaccine you've ever taken down to the batch number. They also have a record of all your medical claims. So all you need to do is a machine counting cluster analysis where you look at associations between certain injuries. You say, okay, people who got the hepatitis B vaccine within their first 30 days at 10 times the rate of diabetes or rheumatoid arthritis or food allergies as people who did not. And all of that in an instant becomes visible. So they developed a system that collected 95% of vaccine injuries. They then went to one of the HMOs and they said, now let's see what the VAERS system collects, because they now had an accurate count.
Mm-hmm.
They compared with the machine counting system to VAERS, and they found that VAERS collected not 1%, but fewer, quote, end quote, fewer than 1%.
Amazing.
Of vaccine injuries. And for any of your listeners who want more detail, that study, which is by Harvard, is called the Lazarus Study, Lazarus et al. 2010.
And Robert,
so they've known.
Robert, you do realize that what this could mean is that if 18,000 deaths have been reported directly right now at VAERS from this COVID vaccine, you don't multiply by 10. You could very well multiply by 100, and there could be 1.8 million dead from this vaccine based on that very Lazarus study. Yeah. Am I right?
But the really sinister thing, Wayne, is that when CDC saw the results of the Lazarus study, they had developed this machine counting system, and their intent was to roll it out to all the HMOs. They rolled it out only to one, which was the Harvard Pilgrim up in Boston. They did the study on it, and when they saw the results, because they're telling people that vaccine injuries are 1 in 1 million, and what they found was in that study, it's 1 out of every 37 people gets a serious injury from each vaccine. So,
and that was before the COVID vaccine.
What did they do? What did CDC do?
They buried it.
When they saw that data,
they buried it.
They panicked and they buried it. And they told their sister agency, if you read the Lazarus study till the end, the people who did this, which are federal government officials, were pissed off at CDC, and they actually put in the peer review publication, they said, when we showed this data to CDC, they blacked us out, and the consultants at CDC who were in charge of this project were no longer available for telephone conversations or any conversations. So CDC saw the data, they realized the implications, and they shut down, after spending $3 million to do this study, they shut the whole thing down to make sure it wouldn't be rolled out.
Can I ask you a question? Look, I'm a conservative politically, but the reason I'm on your team on all this type of stuff, Robert Kennedy Jr., is because I've been, I lost both my parents to cancer 28 days apart when I was a young man. So I have studied nutrition and vitamins and health and the effect of bad things, preservatives and chemicals and toxins my whole life. And I take 100 vitamin pills a day to stay healthy and build my immune system. And so I don't understand. It used to be all the people that took vitamins were liberals. And all the people that didn't believe in vaccines were liberals. And on this vaccine, they're like running off the cliff like lemmings. They all believe this vaccine is wonderful. What happened to all the liberals out there that used to shop at Whole Foods and Sprouts and Wild Oats and believe in vitamins and not believe in vaccines? Now they follow anything Biden says because he's a Democrat. It's okay to take this vaccine. Isn't this crazy?
Yeah, it's kind of, some kind of a mass psychosis where, because liberals traditionally, not only have liberals, I'm a liberal Democrat. My political party was about freedom of speech. It was about freedom of religion. It was about jury trials and justice. It was about mistrusting big pharmaceutical companies.
Robert, I got to butt in only because, Robert, we're up against the break. Give me one second. We'll go to break. We'll be right back. More with Robert Kennedy Jr., who on this battle, him and I are teammates, baby. On this battle, we're brothers in combat. We'll be right back with Robert Kennedy Jr. I'm Wayne Allyn. The Root's on fire. And so is this darn country. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran owned, service disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses, and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been.
full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, we're back with my guest. I'm Wayne Allen Root, coming to you from the House of the Root Built, USA Radio Network. And we're back with my guest, Robert F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy Jr. I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show real quick. And it's the perfect sponsor, right? Because we're talking about staying healthy, energized health. John and Chelsea Jubilee, regular guests on my show, and they share the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And they are the sponsors of this show. They sign the front of the check, which means you get to listen without paying for this show. You listen free 3 hours a day. These people are wonderful. They've got a program that burns fat fast, supercharges your energy, boosts your immune system, reverses ailments and diseases with no painful exercise and no restrictive fat diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've never been fat a day in my life. I always thought of myself as a thin guy, but I'm 60 years old now. I've been on the program for about a year now, and during the first 88 days on the program, I lost a remarkable 25 pounds of inner body visceral fat. Not weight, because I was never fat, but evidently I had fat in my body around my organs. That's the dangerous kind of fat. I lost it, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've literally, in the last year, never gained 1 pound back. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger, and I look fantastic, and I look thinner. Thank you, Energized Health. Don't take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com, check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, and right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift, Energized health will pay for your spouse's transformation. So sign up before Christmas and your spouse is free, courtesy of Energized Health and your favorite host, Wayne Allyn-Root. Just go to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com. All right, back with my guest, Robert Kennedy Jr. Robert, I want to hit you with a couple things and get your reaction. I picked out a couple of stories that I know you're going to have something to say about. First of all, the FDA wants until 2076, 55 years from now, to fully release the Pfizer vaccine data. What do you think when you hear something like that? We'll all be dead, you and I, and that's when they want to release the data that made them allowed the government to approve the emergency use vaccine. Doesn't that make you scared to death?
Well, it definitely clashes with their initial commitment that they were going to have absolute transparency in this rush to market licensing. That's what they promised us. And what we do know, what they showed at FDA about this vaccine was insanely frightening. Here's what the vaccines, here's what they showed in the most important metric, which is all-cause mortality. So there were 22,000 people in the vaccine group and 22,000 people in the placebo group. In the vaccine group, two people died. In the vaccine group, one person died of COVID during the six-month study. The trial's over. They unblinded it. They gave all the placebo group vaccines. So you never know anything long-term. It was one person who died of COVID in the vaccine group and two in the placebo group. So that allowed them to go to 22,000 people. Two died of the placebo, one of the vaccine. That allowed them to go to FDA and say the vaccine is 100% effective against death because two is 100% of one. So that's how they got the license. But if you look at all-cause mortality,
right,
there were 20 people who died in the vaccine group and only 14 in the placebo group, which
right.
means your chances of dying are 48% greater if you get the vaccine than if you don't. How did they die? Well, in the vaccine group, there were five people who died of heart attacks. In the placebo group, there was only one. So your chance of dying of a heart attack is 500% over 6 months.
Right.
Is 500% greater if you got the vaccine.
And Robert, that's what you see in the VAERS. That's what you see exactly in the VAERS report, and that's
exactly
what I'm seeing. And that's what I'm seeing all over. Look at me. My general manager of my company, his 25-year-old grandson got the vaccine and had a heart attack a week later. 25-year-old kid had a heart attack. One of my best friends, 49 years old, got the vaccine, died of a stroke and a heart attack. He had no history of having those problems. Folks, it's happening all over America. Robert, can I keep you for one more segment, please?
Yeah.
Good. Great. We got him for one more. I look, he's fascinating. He's fantastic. Robert Kennedy Jr.'s book is called The Real Anthony Fauci. When we get back, I'm going to ask him about Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Big Pharma, and the global war on democracy and public health. We'll find out about the real Bill Gates and the real Anthony Fauci and the real Big Pharma when we get back with Robert Kennedy Jr. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, coming to you from the House that Root built. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Thanksgiving Day parades across the United States went off without a hitch as many were taking more precautions in light of the tragedy that happened in Wisconsin last Sunday. Fans in several cities noticing extra security measures in place to block off parade routes. This as many selfless acts also take place on Thanksgiving. The nonprofit Operation Turkey in Austin, Texas has been smoking up turkeys and handing them out to those in need on Thanksgiving for years, and this year is no different. Volunteer Brad Boyette tells Fox News,
"There's a lot of people out there that are hurting and that, you know, would like a hot meal on Thanksgiving that just can't afford it. So that's what this organization's all about and what it has been for 20 years.
Operation Turkey cooked 10,000 pounds of turkey this year, giving out 12,000 meals to homeless and families in need. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
welcome back. We've got Robert Kennedy Jr. with us. He's an environmental lawyer. He is the founder of the Children's Health Defense, president of the Waterkeeper Alliance, and the author of the new book, The Real Anthony Fauci. So, Robert, without further ado, tell us who the real Anthony Fauci is and what are his conflicts of interest.
Well, Anthony Fauci is the J. Edgar Hoover of public health. He's been there for 50 years. And the only way that you survive in public health for that long in this country in these regulatory agencies is by carrying water for the pharmaceutical companies.
Right.
So he's taken these agencies, which were public health agencies, and he's turned them into incubators for pharmaceutical products. During his tenure, when he came in, he doesn't measure his success by healthier Americans. He measures his success by the number of pharmaceutical drugs and products were taken. Between 2009 and 2016, there were about 240 pharmaceutical products approved by FDA that came out of Tony Fauci's shop. So his guys get to keep patents. They get $150,000 a year individually. That they can keep on top of their federal salaries.
Unbelievable.
For working on these products from royalty payments. And if you look at what's happened to public health during that period, we are now the biggest consumer of pharmaceutical products in the world. We take three times more pharmaceutical drugs than the average of Western nations. We pay the highest prices and we have the sickest population. We're 70 now. We were, when I was a kid, the number one in health. America's the healthiest people in the world. Today, we're 79th.
We're among the least healthy in the world. Robert, I'm going to butt in because these interviews go so fast. I want to get to the meat here. I have been reading for the last 2 weeks that hospitals across America are overwhelmed with injuries, terrible, crippling disease and injuries, not COVID-related. And they don't know why it's happening. Well, I think I know why it's happening. It's the COVID vaccine. They're reporting heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, immune dysfunction, and multi-organ failure. Aren't those all the side effects of this vaccine that you see in the VAERS report?
Yeah, and, we're also seeing from other data sources, we're seeing that the countries that have broad, successful vaccine uptake are seeing epidemics of heart attacks. For example,
right.
The National Health Service in Scotland
right.
has released data that showed since the vaccine rollout, heart attacks have risen in the population by 25%.
Incredible.
And we're seeing that kind of data everywhere.
By the way, Israel is the most vaccinated nation in the world. Gibraltar, the most vaccinated. There's a whole list of countries that are the most vaccinated in the world. They're all also the countries that have the most COVID right now. They've got a wave of COVID throughout Europe. All the countries, England, France, Netherlands, they're all highly vaccinated countries, and they've got massive outbreaks of COVID, and they're thinking of locking their countries down again. Doesn't that prove the vaccine's not working?
Yeah, there's so much cognitive dissonance here. It's almost mind-boggling how people are still believing the official orthodoxy, the official propaganda, and believing that, it's okay to mandate people to take this product, which even Fauci admits it does not prevent transmission.
Right.
And as you pointed out, Wayne, it turns every individual who takes this vaccine into a factory for mutant variants.
Right.
Because it's a leaky vaccine, because it does not give sterilizing immunity, the viruses survive in colonies in your nose. And now you're sick. You don't know you're sick. You're shedding it. You become typhoid Mary. You're spreading these mutant variants, the ones that have taught themselves through selective breeding how to survive the vaccines, how to the immune superbugs.
Incredible.
You become a fat factory for these superbugs, and now you're spreading it across the population.
And Robert, the worse it gets, and the more statistics that come out proving that A, the vaccine doesn't work, B, it wears off in 2 months, and C, it's killing people and giving them heart attacks and blood clots and strokes, the more they mandate that you've got to take it or lose your job. What? Why would they be doing that? Are they looking to mass murder us? I mean, this is crazy. I don't know what to think. Why are they doing this? Just money? Is this just greed?
And I think, you know, listen, I can't answer that, and I don't try to go into people's heads in this book. There's 2,200 footnotes in this book, so what I put in that book are facts that I know, but I can tell you from my observation historically on, you know, the whole vaccine program is that there's really a drive to eliminate control groups, to eliminate the capacity to evaluate, to assess the health effects by vaccines by comparing health outcomes in vaccinated versus unvaccinated group.
Right.
And the way, you know, that is the biggest condemnation, because that's the obvious evidence that the vaccine is hurting people.
Right.
And they do not want that to happen. So they
don't want to control
to make everything to that. Right. They want to get rid of the control group.
Scary. Scary. I've said that from the beginning. I've said they want everyone vaccinated. I think, because of greed. I think it's about money. I don't think any doctor wakes up and says, I want to mass murder people. I don't believe that. I don't know about Bill Gates, but I know the average doctor wants to help people. So it's just about money and fear of losing your medical license if you speak out. And then the third thing is Big Pharma doesn't want a control group, because if there's some group like Wayne Root and Bobby Kennedy who don't take the vaccine and we're fine and everybody else is sick, then you could see that it was the smart move to not be vaccinated, and you could see it was a bad move to be vaccinated. But if everyone's vaccinated, you'll never be able to tell. Am I on the right track here?
You know, I have a friend. This is totally anecdotal evidence, and it's an anecdote, but you're seeing these stories everywhere. A friend of mine, a woman, sent me a text message yesterday, and her son is the only unvaccinated kid in the class. He went to a birthday party. Everybody at the party got COVID except for him. And, you know, that, I'm sure you've seen the same thing.
Of course I have, yes. And by the way, this weekend is my wedding, by the way. Just so you know, Bobby, I'm getting married this weekend.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But we've already lost a few guests because they got COVID. And guess what? Every one of the guests who isn't coming because they got positive COVID this week is vaccinated. All my friends that I know, forget whether a wedding or not wedding, everyone I know is getting COVID is vaccinated. So, I mean, did people come to me and say, or doctors come to you and me, Bobby, and say, take the polio vaccine, you're going to get polio, but trust me, it's okay. If it's really a good vaccine, you wouldn't get the thing that you're being vaccinated to not get, right?
Yeah, I mean, the extraordinary thing is that people, there's this kind of mass hypnosis where people continue to obey these medical authorities who are proven again and again and again to be catastrophically wrong in their predictions.
Always
and
wrong.
Their prescriptions.
Right, exactly. And by the way, isn't the definition of science debate and questioning? How come I'm not allowed to question and you're not allowed to question? It's crazy. That is the definition of science, isn't it? Aren't you supposed to debate?
Listen, when we tried the Monsanto case, the Monsanto showed up at trial with experts from Stanford and Harvard, you know, the best in the world. Well, we brought our own experts from Stanford and Harvard, and the jury had to choose between warring experts, and they chose us and gave us $2.2 billion. And, you know, you just listen to their, my wife came to the trial one day when Monsanto's experts were testifying, and she said, why are you being so mean to this company? They obviously did nothing wrong. I said to her, stick around and you'll see. So, you know, there's no such thing as expert consensus. Science, as you say, is dynamic. It's about debate. It's about looking, it's about a constant evolution of hypotheses and evidence-based debate. You can't say there's a scientific consensus when you go to your doctor.
Right.
Theory, what do you do?
Right. Robert, do you realize I was banned for life from Twitter because I asked, I actually made a statement that lockdowns don't work. And nowhere in the world has a lockdown stopped COVID, but it's destroying our ability to have jobs and earn a living. And they said misleading healthcare information, and they suspended me, and then 2 weeks later they banned me for life. Now you tell me, how is that science to A, ban me and not allow debate and not allow my opinions, and B, I was right. Every study shows lockdowns don't work.
All of these prescriptions that came from Tony Fauci were not science-based. I mean, himself. And his private emails and public masks don't work. They're silly. They have no effect. You shouldn't wear them. And then a month later, he says, put them on. And he didn't cite any science that changed his mind. It was it's all about voodoo.
Hey, Robert, it goes too fast. We got to run. Robert Kennedy Jr., I fought to get you on the show. You were busy writing the book. I fought to get you on for months, and it was well worth it. I love everything you're doing. I'm a conservative who's behind you. I hope you're a liberal who likes me. All good. Love everything you do, buddy. His book is called The Real Anthony Fauci. You got to read it. Number one bestseller at Amazon. Robert Kennedy Jr. is a great guy. Robert, thank you for coming on the show again.
Thank you, Wayne. See you soon.
God bless. Wayne Allyn, the warrior. The root's on fire.
Just in time for Christmas giving, the classic MyPillow bundle available right now through MyPillow.com. You've heard me talk for over 3 years now about how MyPillow has given me a better night's sleep. Well, now you can get a standard queen or king size MyPillow for as low as $19.98, and they'll be delivered in plenty of time for Christmas giving. This classic MyPillow bundle includes a press and pack bag so that you can put the MyPillow in the press and pack bag, pack it away for the holidays, and take it to wherever you go. You can also wrap it that way. Perfect for your Christmas giving. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, and click on the classic MyPillow bundle. Save yourself a bunch of money on a MyPillow right now by going to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Energize Health. Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John Jubilee with Energize Health, and have we got to be thankful today. Wayne Allyn Root listeners get 40% off of our Energize Health protocol that reverses illnesses and disease, that causes unbelievable fat loss, muscle gain, intercellular hydration. And if you've been waiting, you've been procrastinating, we're going to make it pay for you, because Black Friday only, one day only, you get an extra 50% off. That's right. So you need to reach out to us today. Call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895. Or log on to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com. This is going to be your greatest year ever. Don't wait for a resolution. Have a revolution.
Raw and unfiltered.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know that I'm off for my wedding in a matter of moments, and we just recorded this earlier today. Because this is a best of Wayne on Friday, the 19th of November. But I'm actually here kind of live because I'm recording this live. We just did the Bobby Kennedy Jr. interview. And I'm finishing up this hour and then I'm rushing off to take care of the wedding for the weekend. So what happened moments ago was that Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted. And I just want to give you my sense of how I feel about the whole thing. First of all, I literally broke down crying when I saw that kid, Kyle Rittenhouse, break down crying. What a wonderful moment. What a sad moment. What a tragic moment. Because he never should have been on trial. He's a good kid. He did nothing wrong. Now, he made a mistake. I wouldn't let my son walk into a riot, a BLM riot. I wouldn't let my white kid walk into a BLM riot with people out to kill you because you're white, with a gun in his hand, because either you're going to kill them or they're going to kill you. Someone's going to wind up dead. Someone's going to wind up in jail. So I don't think it's a smart move to let your children walk into riot situations. That's what the police are for. That's what the National Guard is for. That's what FBI SWAT teams are for. And that might be what, you know, a business owner is for. You know, I remember the 1992 riots in Los Angeles. I lived there. And the Korean business owners were standing on the roof of their buildings with shotguns and automatic weapons in their hands. And nobody burnt those buildings that were guarded with automatic weapons. So those owners did a great job. But it's the owner's job to guard your business, your home. It's not Kyle Rittenhouse or any other 17-year-old kid's job to risk his life. So I don't think he should have been there, but he did nothing wrong. He did nothing illegal. There's nothing criminal about going to a riot and trying to defend the store owners and the homeowners and the good people and the police. So how could you put that kid on trial when a mob chased him and tried to kill him and he fired in self-defense? And oh, by the way, one of the guys he killed is a pedophile who raped five young boys. These are disgusting people. They deserve to die. He's a pedophile. He raped young boys. He deserves to die. And he attacked Kyle Rittenhouse with the intent to kill him. It was kill or be killed. So I am so happy for Kyle Rittenhouse. I'm so happy for America. I'm happy that mob rule did not rule the day. I'm happy that you could still sometimes maybe get a fair trial in America. I'm happy that NBC and MSNBC, got their what they deserve, which is to be kicked out of the trial and no longer allowed to cover it or take photos or film or even report on it from the courthouse. Good judge. I love that judge, by the way. And I so appreciate the Midwest of the United States because I think it's the only place left where there's people that will give you a fair trial. There's such honest people, such salt-of-the-earth people, and such integrity that they know that their life's in danger when they find this kid not guilty on all charges. They know they're going to get probably doxxed, meaning their address and phone number will be put online, and they're going to get death threats and maybe more than that. And yet they did it. They're brave. They have such integrity. They're willing to risk their lives. They will not let mob rule force them to find an innocent man guilty, an innocent boy. So I feel good about those things. I don't know if America's going to burn later today. I don't know if America's going to burn this weekend, big, giant inner cities. I don't know if maybe just Kenosha will burn and the rest of America won't, because why would black America be upset or any people of color be upset because a white kid shot and killed and injured three white people? What's that got to do with black America? What's that got to do with BLM? I have no idea. No idea at all. So it's ridiculous, but they've tried, the media and George Soros and all the organizations he funds have tried to rile up the masses and cause a riot-level extinction event. They want cities to burn. They want cops to be shot. They want people to be killed. They want black people to hate white people. This is ridiculous. Can you imagine black people hating white people because a white guy shot three white people? Makes no sense. But I understand what they're saying. What they're saying is, if a white guy gets off for murder, and it wasn't murder, it was self-defense, but this is what they're saying. If a white guy gets off for murder and he's a white supremacist, then it's open season on black people, and no black man could have gotten off. Only Kyle Rittenhouse, a white boy could have gotten off. No black person could have gotten off. And now it's open season on black people. Whites are just going to kill them in the streets. Well, no, they're not. There is no record of any white people killing or lynching or hurting black people in America. There is a record of black-on-black genocide in all the big cities. That's what there's a record of. That's what black people need to be scared of, is other black criminals. And I want to mention the sponsor of this entire program. It's Tangible Investments. Boy, you got to buy gold. You got to buy silver. Supply chain problems, inflation, and maybe now even more and more rioting. More and more problems, open borders, vaccine mandates. You got to own gold and silver. The dollar's going to be worth nothing. And they're giving you right now Tangible Investments gold at only 1% over the New York spot price. Just if you say Root, if you're a fan of this show, call 800-300-8441. 800-300-8441. Be sure to say Root to get the best deal on the planet. Try any gold dealer in America. No one can match it. 800-300-8441. Gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Tangible Investments. Bye-bye.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.